Jeff Cotramani, good afternoon. How are you, mate?
I am really well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Let's get stuck into it. Some tech talk. This week, you're saying there is a new phone, another phone out by Samsung, and you reckon don't buy a phone until you've seen this S22. What's so good about the S22?
Look, all of the, I guess, details will be announced first thing tomorrow morning, but this is Samsung's big announcement that they will do for the year. I mean, this is their flagship phone. It's like when Apple hold their iPhone event. February is when we hear from Samsung. The S22, from a rumors point of view, and they're very, very good at the moment, is that the cameras on the back, further improvements there with a huge zoom is what we're actually hearing is going to be expected. We're also going to expect three different sizes. So if you're interested in a bigger phone or a smaller phone, Samsung should have a model to suit for that. But the biggest change that we're expecting to see is the return of the stylus. So there may be a stylus inside the phone that you would use to draw or write on the screen.
They just get lost, though.
Well, they can, especially if it drops out. I mean, if it drops out of the phone and you lose it, it's a very expensive little thing to replace, because the stylus these days, they've actually got their own little battery in them, because there's a lot of functionality you can do on the stylus without touching the screen. So you do not want to lose one of those.
Everything old is new again, huh?
Absolutely, it seems that way.
Jaguar and Land Rover, they're putting the smart voice assistant into your car, but they're going a step further. Apparently, you'll be able to turn on your home lights before you get there?
Yeah, this is amazing. So having Alexa built into the car effectively means that while you're driving, you could be on your way home and you could just ask your voice assistant to turn on the lights at home. You could ask it to turn on your robot mower or vacuum. And I love the idea of being able to come home late at night and make sure my lights are going to be on as I come into the driveway. But, you know, there's so many more other applications for this as well. I mean, especially if you're coming home on a hot day, having the air conditioner remotely turned on your way home.
Nice. You dropped out then. But I can do that already with my iPhone. I can turn the lights on in the car.
You can. So this is the funny part here is, while through Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, you can actually do these things with the Apple or the Google Assistant. This is actually in the car itself. So this doesn't necessarily require your phone to be there, just in the car, pushing a button on the steering wheel and talking to Alexa.
Okay. SpaceX. Now, this is the Elon Musk internet service. SpaceX have launched a premium level of their satellite internet service. It's got better quality and improved speeds.
This is fascinating. So effectively what we're talking about here is Starlink Premium. So they've already had Starlink, which many Australians, including yourself, have jumped on board. But this is now one that can do speeds up to 500 megabits per second. So we expect improved speeds there. But they're also talking about a more reliable service, so less dropouts than you would get from the normal version. But it's very, very expensive. They're aiming this at small businesses who really need internet coverage out in regional areas at $500 per month. This is not cheap internet.
It won't be cheap internet. Speaking of turning things on, I just looked at the air conditioning in my place and turned the air conditioning in the bedroom on from here. See? You can do that.
I love that. That's the best feature.
It is a great feature, isn't it? Ah, dear. KFC. Now, KFC have signed on to the Wing drone delivery service in Australia, bringing your zinger to your driveway in just minutes. What's this?
This is amazing. So drone delivery has been in southeast Queensland and even in parts of Canberra for a little while now, and you could get, you know, your milk or bread flown to your home. But now KFC in those areas has jumped on board as well. So if you do want that two-piece feed, you can have a drone, pick it up from the store, fly it to your house directly. So no traffic, no traffic lights, nothing like that. Flying 100 kilometres an hour to your house, lowering it down to your driveway, and it's just there waiting for you when you walk outside.
100 kilometres an hour in speed. I thought, can drones go that fast legally?
Look, I don't know. These drones particularly, they're not like what we would normally use in drones for photography and things like that. They're transport drones, and they have so many more propellers. They are twice the size of any, you know, commercial or consumer level drone, and they can absolutely fly, to use that word. But to have my chicken fly that fast, I'd be pretty impressed.
And I imagine it would come in a so what do? Do you walk out into your driveway and you watch it come down, and you know, you go over to it and you take it off the drone? How does it work?
So the drone itself doesn't land. It stays very high, and it lowers it almost like a crane would lower a package. So it brings your package down, and then it automatically unhooks the package and pulls its tether back up. It's very cool.
I'd like to see that happen in the neighbourhood. That'd be different, wouldn't it?
Well, apparently it does. Apparently it does. I mean, in southeast Queensland, it's a town called Logan, which is quite a suburban area. So you can imagine seeing your neighbour get all sorts of food delivered and whether you run out first and beat them to it.
Next, there'll be coffee and people will complain that it's been spilt. Or it's cold or something like that.
Probably.
My cappuccino's lost its froth. It's coming close to Valentine's Day. It's a good time to remind us about scams that float around at this particular time of year.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I mean, dating and romance scams as a category. Last year, Australians lost $56 million just to those types of scams alone. And that's usually, you know, talking to somebody online, thinking that they are a real person. And when they say, look, I need money for a plane ticket to come and see you, or I need some medical assistance, there's always that question. That's when they're actually about to scam you. And then, unfortunately for Australians, we've passed over a lot of money, or we've trusted these people far too much. And when Valentine's rolls away, we always see a big spike in this kind of activity. And it's a good reminder for people, if you're looking for love on Valentine's Day, even if it is online, you really need to be very cautious who you're talking to, and especially when it comes to passing money over.
Absolutely. You're a good man. Thank you, Jeff Quattromani. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks for having me.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Jeff Quattromani, he's got a website. It's officefortomorrow.com. There you go. Officefortomorrow.com. There's no AU on it.